Check, check, check.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, pull the mic a lot closer.
Okay.
Give me a check, check,
check. Check, check, check.
That should be pretty good if you can just talk in normal tone.
Yes.
You're a great girl.
Can do.
Well, yeah, I better pop mine up a little bit, too. All right, here we go. What is your last name now?
Oh, yeah, it's true. It's different. It's Havens. Didn't even think about that. I did the same thing with Brian Gallagher. He, like, we were on air, and we didn't talk about that beforehand, and he, like, stuttered over it. And I was like, so sorry. Didn't prep you for that.
I love him. Okay, it's Mikkel.
Yes, Mikkel Havens.
Havens. And you are the communications?
The community outreach coordinator is my official title.
To write everything out.
Nope, you're good.
Let's try this again.
Sounds perfect.
Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson. And in the studio with me is Mikkel Havens. She is the Community Outreach Coordinator for the Central Nebraska Humane Society. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I am so glad you're here. It's been a while. You know what? Let's tell our listeners really quick, Mikkel, about the Central Nebraska Humane Society in Grand Island and what you do for the community.
Absolutely. You know, we have a lot of roles and a lot of functions, but at the end of the day, the sole purpose of why we are here is to help animals in our community that need us, whether they're lost, abandoned, injured, abused, neglected. We come in, we take care of them, we provide them with safe housing and care until the wonderful people in our community then decide they want to take them into their homes and provide them with lifelong homes. And at the end of the day, that's the sole purpose. It can be as simple as that.
Right. What is a day like at Central Nebraska Humane Society?
You know, it depends on the day. I think it changes with every hour and every day of the week.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a full house. You know, we've been running at capacity for over a year now, I think.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, that comes with different plot twists and turns as we go. But, you know, we've got great staff in every department, and everybody comes in the morning. And first priority is just to get in there and get kennels cleaned and full bellies and clean blankets and things like that. And then we really are focusing right now, as we've kind of changed things around, working on extra enrichment things for the animals to try and break up that mundane kennel life of just sitting there day after day, and really trying to focus on the one-on-one individual needs of the animals and their care and what we can kind of help them work through so that they are a little bit easier to adopt when people come in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So do you have any kind of fundraiser coming up here in the near future?
Oh, love that you ask. Our annual fur ball is coming up. We've been doing it for years and years and years, so I'm sure people are a little bit more aware of it. This year, we're dabbling in a really fun theme. It's Disco Paws, and we're doing like a disco garden type vibe. It's going to be a blast. So if you have disco attire that's been sitting in the back of your closet, like this is the time to pull it out because you're welcome with it.
Oh my gosh. So when, where, what time, what do I need to do?
Yeah, show up. It's March 21st at Riverside. We are selling individual tickets right now. We would also love for businesses to sponsor tables. Come out, bring your crew out there. It's always a good time. We've got live auctions, silent auctions. We do a dinner. There's dancing. And of course, at the end of the day, it's for a good cause. You come out and you're supporting the Humane Society. And this is our biggest fundraiser. So the funds that we raise for this truly impact our operations and our ability to keep caring for more animals for the rest of the year.
Are you still looking for sponsors?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. Individual tickets are, like I said, also welcome. But yeah, we would love table sponsors. Or if people have items they would like to donate for our auction, we would love that too.
Fantastic. Okay, so how do they get a hold of you if they want to do this?
Yeah, absolutely. You can call us 308-385-5305. You can shoot us a message on Facebook. We also have a relatively new revamped website. There's lots of places there to be able to reach out to us as well. You can also do your sponsorship and ticket purchasing on our website as well.
How difficult is the adoption process?
You know, it's really not. We try and keep it as simplistic as we possibly can. Obviously, have the animals in mind. That's our first priority. But we found really it comes down to our community members coming in and having conversations with us. We want to build a connection with you first so that way we understand what your home life's like. What are you really looking for? And you can kind of tell us what your home life looks like, your day-to-day life. And then I can sit here and be like, I have a dog that fits those exact needs. Okay. And you can kind of meet with them that way. We do same day adoptions all the time.
That is same day adoptions.
Yeah.
That's so important. Now, okay, I'm going to ask you something completely off kilter. Have you seen the videos where there's a room full of people and they let the dogs choose the owner?
Yes.
If I could have a dog, I would totally do that.
It's the sweetest thing in the world. Those videos get me every time. Every time.
Is it possible that you could do something like that?
You know, honestly, I think it could be. I think it would take a little bit of planning and, you know, some advertising and networking to make sure we get people out. But honestly, I love that concept because we have some animals that have been sitting in our care for a really long time. If anybody watches our Facebook page, we have one dog. His name's Charles. And he has just taken a hold of my heart. I love him so much. And his year mark was October 2025. So he's been here for 2024, excuse me. So he's been here for over a year. Yep, a year and a half. Now. You know, and I think he's just kind of, maybe to some people, he's just kind of plain and he's quiet. He's kind of old. And so I think he gets looked over a lot.
we'd be best friends.
Exactly. And so, you know, doing something like that could be really interesting to see because my guess is if people didn't quite have the ability to maybe necessarily judge them right off the bat by how they looked or how they're laying in their kennel or just their kennel approach in general, maybe could kind of change that for some of them.
Yeah. Are you seeing, especially in the cold months, a lot of animals coming in?
Yeah.
That have been either abandoned or they're lost?
Yeah.
Are you seeing a lot of that?
Yeah. Unfortunately, when the weather changes, we do see an increase in a lot of that kind of stuff. But, you know, if I'm going to be really honest, what our increase is seeing is a lack of people coming to get their animals. We've been running over capacity. And in that time, we have not been able to truly help take in owner surrenders, meaning somebody's falling on hard times. They genuinely can't take care of their animal. They want to do right, bring them to us. We haven't been able to help because we're so full on strays that people aren't coming to get.
Oh, no.
And the real kicker is we only take strays from Grand Island and Hull County.
Oh.
And so we're running at capacity just in our area. People just aren't coming to get their pets.
That makes me so sad. Wow. What could we do about that? I mean,
it's difficult. And, you know, we have a lot of really great people in the community who recognize this.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had people come to us and how can we help? We have people who are building training programs, whether it's basic training or working with animals who maybe have some a little bit more aggressive behavior tendencies or stranger danger, fear-based aggression, things like that. So the recognition is there and people are slowly starting to come out of the woodworks, I think, to really try and help that. And then I think it's education and it's word of mouth. We love your animals. We love it when they come through the door. We don't want to keep them with us, though. We want them to go back home where they belong, where they feel safe, where they are in a safe space and they trust the people around them. That's what we want more than anything.
Absolutely. What else do you want to discuss today about the Humane Society?
Yeah, so we've had a lot of changes. Again, if people have been following our Facebook page, I think it's been kind of a whirlwind.
Okay.
There's been a lot happening all at once. We have new hours of operation right now. Those have kind of shifted. So Monday through Friday, we open our building at noon and close at 6. So we popped our hours back a little bit later since we're opening later to hopefully try and accommodate for people who have to work during the week. They don't get off till 5. They still have time to come out and meet with some animals.
Right.
And then we have restructured our volunteer program a little bit. So volunteers that want to come in, we provide them with some basic training. So orientation and training of the role. That way they feel confident in coming in, knowing that they can help. It keeps them safe, keeps the animals safe, and truly builds a stronger relationship between the Central Nebraska Humane Society and our community and our volunteers. And that's been a really beautiful thing to establish and see. You know, in full disclosure, we really haven't had a great functioning foster program. And that hasn't been, I think, intended. I think it's just been we're surviving and just kind of paddling upstream. And as we've kind of been able to simmer some of that and navigate it, we are building a great foster program. And so if there's animals in the shelter that people are interested in, they're just not sure if they want to take that on or don't know how much work it's going to, you know, bring on. And they kind of want to give it that trial run, for lack of a better term. Foster them, come in, talk to us. Let's get them into your home and see how it functions for a while. And if you, you know, you're like, this isn't a good fit for me, that's okay. These animals got a break from the kennels, from the shelter life. It probably gives us an opportunity to learn some of their behaviors so that we can help match them down the line. So if it's not something that you stick with, it's not a fail. We've learned about that animal and can help provide them with a better home or care in the future.
What do you think makes a good pet owner? What are the good qualities that you look for?
Yeah, honestly, it's basics. It's routine vet care, adequate food, water, and shelter. And the one thing that I think people tend to forget the most is the mental stimulation part of it. We think animals need exercise, right? They need to go for walks. They need to run in the backyard. But it's the brain part of it that we kind of forget. And so, like, my dogs at home, they love snuffle mats and lick mats. And, you know, it's things you can hide food in, and it makes them work for it a little bit and think about it a little harder. Sniffing is really good for animals. You know, 10 minutes of sniffing is like an hour of walk time for their brains. And so
same thing with cats.
Yes. It's so good for them. It's so good for them. They need it. And obviously they're, and obviously there are breeds that are going to be a little bit more high maintenance, dog and cat wise. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes, you know, if you've got an animal that's kind of acting out, they just really might be bored. And so I think the time and attention that it takes to exercise them physically and mentally makes really good pet ownership.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Microchipping, vaccinations, those basic things. It's perfect.
And microchipping is not expensive.
Nope.
I recently adopted two cats, and they're fixed, and they've got the chip, which gives me a level of comfort in case they would get out, because where I live, they're going to be indoor cats, of course. But I make sure that there's plenty of stimulation for them. Lots of window time.
Yes.
I even play cat music and stuff on the TV while I'm gone if nobody's at home, because I think they need that stimulation
too.
They need the sound.
That's beautiful. It's what we love to hear. Yeah, it's so good for them. It just keeps them occupied and not so bored, and it just establishes this pattern of, hey, this is a safe space.
Yeah.
Like, this is good here.
It is. Well, Michelle, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we end today?
No. I mean, honestly, I'd just like to say thank you to our community. I know that, we've had a lot of changes and big things happening, but our support system that we have out here is truly beautiful. And, you know, we have an amazing group of staff with a really incredible heart, but at the end of the day, we couldn't do what we do if we didn't have the support of our village. And so just thank you to everybody who supports us in one way or another. We're so grateful.
Thank you guys, too. I mean, you have probably one of the harder jobs in this world. If you're an animal lover, I don't know if I could handle that, you know, seeing these faces. But they also know love.
Yep. 100%.
For the most part. And that's something that I know a lot of people out there could offer a good home with lots of love.
Absolutely. Don't underestimate the small things that you can offer. It goes a long
reminder,
ways.
Let's tell our listeners about your event coming up again.
Yes, Furball.
And where they can get tickets.
Furball, March 21st at Riverside. Get tickets. You can stop out at the shelter. You can give us a call, or you can hop onto our website. Do it all from your couch in your pajamas if you want to, and do it there. Disco pause. Come wearing your disco attire if you want to. It's going to be a blast.
I love it. Well, Mikkel, been a pleasure having you back again
on
the show.
So good to be back.
All right. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning into the Public Affairs program. Have a great rest of your day.